fast audio streaming on dedicated Unix servers for small to medium internet radio stations. Visit our website at all the W's, simplecast.co.uk.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker at kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm just flabbergasted by your new Porsche.
My new car.
Very,
my new
not,
toy.
It's not just a car, is it? Let's face it, it's a Porsche.
No, it's not just a car. It's a babe magnet.
So, oh, yeah, there's a little queue outside. So, yeah. Have you managed to drive it anywhere yet?
I bought it here this morning.
Yeah.
If that helps.
Around the lanes.
Yeah, I did. And it was quite a pleasant drive. The mist had cleared by the time I got on the road and I came across the marsh. Well within the speed limit, obviously.
Did you get any alpacas caught up in your mud guards?
No, I didn't.
Do you have
no.
mud guards on a Porsche?
No, you don't.
In the bumper?
Does no, you do on the bicycle that Andy Setterfield tried to claim I bought instead, but yeah.
It's a lovely car, Paul Andrews, and
Thank you.
Hope that you have many happy times in it, and don't wrap it round a lamppost or anything.
I'll try not to. Cool. Good. Well, anyway, it's nice to be back, and thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, the 24th of September, show number 142.
Gosh, we're old.
I know. It's really tempest fugitive and all that.
Yeah, you are very old.
We've got a packed show for you, as always, and we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998, but that is so old school.
Well, it's 2012, but we don't mind.
We don't mind, but you can if you want. But you're much more likely to be able to get hold of us if you send us an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or the best way of all is to tweet me at VanillaWeb, and we will read out your tweet. And we've already had over 15 tweets in so far, and they're coming in all the time.
Yes, we've had one from Advocate Karen, who says she'll be tuning in to the Business Bunker and the lovely Jewel Serkin, with no mention of you, on Business Bunker today, and she's got her cake and her coffee at the ready.
Yeah, that was a bit Freudian.
What?
Well, you said that was Advocate Karen.
Yeah.
It's not. That Advocat's a drink, Jules.
Avocat.
It's Avocet.
Oh, Avocat. Oh, yeah, like a meerkat.
Nothing like a meerkat. An Avocet's a wading bird. What's the matter with you? Don't you know nothing?
There's also a cat.
There's a civet.
A civet, yeah.
That's a civet.
Yes. And out of civet.
And an Avocat is an egg-based alcoholic drink.
That's an avocado.
And an avocado is a green-based fruit that looks like a vegetable. But Karen, in fact, is from Avocet Recruitment.
It's a good
in Medway, and Avocet is a wading bird. Trust me on this.
You know the wild cat that you mentioned?
Yep.
Civet.
The civet, yeah.
Do you know civet
poo is really, really interesting?
I was just to say, because on Scoff and Quaff we've mentioned it, out of the civet poo that from the wild cat is made a very lovely coffee.
Mm.
In fact, are you drinking it now?
What, civet poo coffee?
Yeah.
No. It's about 17 quid a sip, isn't it, or something?
Yeah, but if you can afford a Porsche, you can afford
No, I couldn't. That's why I could afford a Porsche, because I don't drink civet poo coffee.
Maybe we could collect the alpaca poo.
Mm.
You've just turned me up, haven't you?
Yeah. Anyway, you can tweet us, as Karen from Avocet Recruiting just did.
Sorry, Karen, that I mispronounced the sir.
And it's Karen, by the way, as well.
Oh.
I just thought I'd let you know.
What's your name? Payol, your name?
Payol.
Payol.
I'm thinking of changing it to that, yeah.
Payol.
Yeah. Well, it's not as bad. I mean, you decided to christen your guest on Scoff and Quaff, David, when his name was John.
John Lewis.
That worked.
John Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Scoff and Quaff is a superior food show and drink show for Kent, and it's on at 11 to 12 live before the Business Bunker.
I've never heard of it.
It's a fantastic show.
But so far, we've had tweets in from the Whitstable Stove Shop. Hi, guys. Hope things are going well. They've been busy all through the summer in the Whitstable Stove Shop, but I bet they're really gearing up now that the autumn is about to arrive.
I'm just answering a tweet here. James Gardner said, you've got to turn me up.
Turn you up.
Because I was too quiet. So you were right. You were intuitive for once in your life.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I've turned you up.
He said, told me to speak up. He couldn't hear me. But hello, James Gardner.
Can I hear you now?
Hello. Can you hear me now? Yes, he can.
Can he?
I don't know. He'll tweet
Well,
me.
Try it. Try it and see.
Hello, James Gardner.
Okay. Anyway, enough of that. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you read an email?
What were you saying, though? Because that was interesting, but I just wasn't listening. Can you remember what you were saying?
No.
I can tell it's going to be one of those shows. You're looking at your...
I'm getting a million tweets, and they're all going off in my ear as well.
I'm bored
Why
now.
Don't you do what I asked you to do, which is read an email?
I'm bored now, so I'll read one. Not because you asked me to, but because I'm bored. Picasso, Through the Eyes of Lee Miller and Roland Penrose by Anthony Penrose, will take place on Friday the 25th of October at 7 o'clock at the Gulbenkian. That's at the Uni of Kent in Canterbury. The ticket price is £6.50 a person, or £4.50 if you're a concession. And if there's 10 of you going, you can get a discount of £45. Bookings can be made via the Gulbenkian online. That's a you can just hear that creaking. That is the Shrek going out of the building. You can visit the Gulbenkian online or on the phone. This is an old-fashioned method, but I'm going to read it out because it does work. 01227 769 075. And so get on down to that sounds good. You can also find this other thing that's happening, which is 365 A Year in the Life of Whitstable. There's another Shrek just coming into the studio there. That's the creaking, I do apologise. A Year in the Life of Whitstable is a community photography project currently run in Whitstable, and the project is designed to record a year in the life of Whitstable during the course of 2013. So that's one for each day of the year. And this will be displayed in an exhibition during the summer of 2014. So to get involved, you need to contact Kent Creative Arts. There is an email, which I'll read out, and a phone number. So it is 01795 597 576. info@kentcreativearts.co.uk. So that's brilliant, and that's Picasso Through the Eyes of Lee Miller. Could you make any more noise when I'm reading my
lovely press
release? God, it was like Shrek and the unicorns leaving the building, creaking. You got any WD-40? It's all you need on those hinges, you know.
You're not that old.
Not my hinges.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
We're organising a coffee morning to support this great cause, which is the Macmillan Cancer Support. And it's on Friday the 27th of September in Maidstone. So that's this Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Tracy. She's right. Charity registration number 261017. As you know, that Macmillan's Cancer Support does an amazing job improving the lives of people affected by cancer. So there are a couple of ways they'd like you to support them. Come on the day, that's 10:30 to 12 o'clock at Link House, Knight Rider Street, Maidstone. Don't we need a Knight Rider?
Yeah.
And there's chocolate cake there, so, you know, that's a no-brainer. And if you can't be with them, you can give your support on www.justgiving.com/cheapaccounting-Maidstone. Please pass this on and pass on the good news about this 27th of September meeting for the Macmillan support and chocolate cake.
Brilliant, thank you. I think you might need to move that mic a little bit, Jules.
Away?
No, towards you.
Hello.
You need to probably get it so it's square onto you, because that's better. Thank you. I'm going to read some tweets because
looking at the cleavage again. That's what it is.
Yeah, because we're kind of getting behind on the tweets. I mentioned Whitstable Stove Shop have tweeted in. SOS Computers have tweeted in.
Hello.
What are you laughing at,
Billy Dean?
Billy Dean's escaped your wardrobe.
No, I was laughing because the comment I made just went straight over your head. But
I wasn't listening to
Tracy
you.
Tracy got it. That's right.
What did you say?
Hello, Billy Dean. How are you?
What did she say, Tracy?
No, nothing. Can't tell you.
I'm not talking to you, silly woman.
I might take the mouth guard away.
No, you can't.
Fine.
A Val Twitter, of I-54 Media has tweeted in, as has F Keys. So thank you to all you guys for tweeting in and asking for a shout out, and it's my pleasure to do that for you. I think what we'll do is another email, but I'm going to do one.
Dear Paul, we're pleased to announce the Institute of Directors MD Strategy Forum annual debate, and it will be held at Eastwell Manor on Wednesday the 9th of October. This is at 8:15 to 11. And the subject matter is diversification necessary for business survival or high-risk strategy. Are you hearing me now?
Yeah.
Because there's no writing on it. This topic represents a crucial decision point for most businesses on a growth path and is never to be taken lightly. And so there's going to be a panel debate here which will highlight the benefits and pitfalls of embarking on a diversification strategy, and it'll cover practical steps towards making it a success. Panel are Susanna Schofield, who's the MD of Royal Mail Courier and Dice Matrix, Paul Jacobs, who's the MD of Love Work Life, Love Work Life, and formerly MD of Office Angels, Vince O'Toole, MD of NCS Technology, and Sharon Black, MD of Amber HR. So great panel there, and the session's going to be facilitated by Clive Newell, MD of Halogen, who was a former guest
Absolutely. The Bunker. Yeah, Clive has been a guest a couple of times, actually.
So that's Michelle from the Institute of Directors. Thank you, Michelle. And you need to contact the website, which is www.iod.com/Kent, to find out about that, or you can email admin.kent@iod.com, and that is on the 9th of October, 8:15 to 11 a.m.
Brilliant.
Now you can read one.
Thank you. So kind. I've got quite a long one to read here. It's The Fix. And The Fix has a launch event on the 31st of October at the uber cool pop-up, the Dolls House in Shoreditch. And their website is thedollshouse.org/dollshouse/Hoxton. This is a new initiative for businesses in the hotel, retail, leisure and hospitality industries. The Fix is to connect business, property, architecture and design to facilitate business. Our aim is to introduce key property owners and clients with the world's best architects and designers. So for a few hours over evening drinks, The Fix will be bringing together 100 of the world's powerful decision makers for informal networking and a get together. The whole thing is organised by FX Magazine. And they're saying, if you're interested in participating in the event, and we are hoping for lots of support and involvement from the industry, we can offer the following sponsorship opportunities. So please contact Teresa, who's the editorial director at FX and Blueprint, on 0793 909 3282. That's 0793 909 3282. There's a lot of opportunities here for sponsorship, branding, logos on this huge event that's taking place at the Dolls House in Shoreditch at the end of October. If you'd like to know more about it or find out more about it, you can go to their website, or more importantly, you can email Teresa Dowling, and that's T Dowling, spelt D-O-W-L-I-N-G, all one word, tdowling@fxmagazine.co.uk. We will put all the links on the Business Bunker website, so if you want to follow up with that, you can. But there's lots of opportunities for sponsorship at all kind of levels for what is a really huge event that is taking place at Hoxton, Shoreditch, to do with the leisure, hotel, tourism and property industries. Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now, Jules?
No, I'm just reading from my dear friend Lisa, Lisa Settle.
You're doing your mail, aren't you?
At Telcare, yeah, I do my. And she says, you're sounding a bit bossy today, Paul. Stand your ground, Jules.
Yeah, no, well...
You are bossy.
We've had a stroppy day so far today, Lisa.
I
haven't been able to do a thing with her all day. She's been driving me mad.
Oh.
But I'm chilling now. I'm cool. And I'm going to chill to this too, because we are going to play a bit of Heaven 17.
Oh, and why are we?
And I'm playing that because in about an hour's time, Mr. Glenn Gregory of that parish of Heaven 17 is doing the radio station to spend the afternoon in conversation with Kevin Cann on the Extra Milk Show.
I'm going to pop off and top up my lipstick.
Absolutely. So Glenn will be here from 3 o'clock onwards with Kevin Cann. But in the meantime, we'll play Temptation.
I've never been closer. I tried to understand that certain feeling carved by another's hand. Oh, But it's too late to hesitate. We can't keep on living like this.
Conversations while you're driving can start in many different ways.
Hello, Mike? Yeah, how you doing? You all right?
Hi, Mum. Hi. Yeah, I just wondered, are you around later?
Hello, love. I fancy you calling. Yes.
But more and more end up in just one way.
That's a £60 fine and 3 points on your licence, sir.
Think. Switch off before you drive off.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back. Before the ad break there, that was the fantastic Glenn Gregory and Heaven 17. And Glenn will be on with us from 3 o'clock this afternoon in conversation with Kevin Cann. It's now an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker show our first guest of the day, Vanessa Vallely. Hello, Vanessa.
Hiya.
Hiya. How are you doing?
I'm good today, thank you.
Brilliant. Well, Vanessa is the CEO and founder of We Are The City. Why don't you tell us a little bit about We Are The City and what you do, Vanessa?
Okay, so We Are The City was set up back in 2008. I was in a corporate job at the time and felt that there wasn't a platform out there in terms of people that were enabling you to kind of upskill in terms of, like, learn new things outside of your corporate environment. And obviously, being from that corporate world, there's a particular shortage of kind of women in senior positions and stuff like that. And I was kind of middle management at the time. And when I looked across the internet for all these different things, places where I could learn, networking events, it was just scattered and it was taking me hours to kind of find anything I needed. And it was more of a case of, why isn't there just one website for me? A working woman, you know, 10-hour day, comes home, looks after the kids, generally knackered of a night. You know, why isn't there anything that kind of pulls all this information together and puts it on one particular website? So it was that's kind of what we created, but it was more my husband, actually, that, you know, I was whinging about the lack of a website being there, and he's like, right. Well, why don't you stop whinging and we'll just create it? So it kind of come from him.
Right, okay. No, but you're absolutely right. It's one of those funny things about this country is we don't pay an awful lot of attention to careers, career development, and upskilling. We just don't. It's just, you know, if you go into other countries and other cultures, there's huge infrastructures for supporting that kind of stuff. It just doesn't exist in the UK and never has.
No, I think there's also this perception that your boss is going to do it all for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that they're going to map out your career, but invariably, you know, they're mapping out their own careers and trying to run departments and stuff like that. So I think it's very much a case of it's in your own hands and you've got to go and look for it. What we were trying to do was just pull together all the information, the great stuff that's kind of going on, you know, around London and the wider UK and put that in one place to save these time-strapped women, you know, basically looking for this stuff.
Yeah, no,
and everything
absolutely.
We put on the site, you know, we've kept them out or we know that they're kind of bona fide and that people are going to get either value for their time investment or value for their money investment.
Sure. I mean, obviously, people are going to go and look at your website after the program's finished and get a feel for it themselves.
Yeah.
But just tell us some of the kind of resources that you have available there that people can find out about and the kind of things that they can pursue.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about the We Are The City's DNA, because I think that's really important.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Because when we kind of set it up, I wanted it to do three things. And, you know, the very ethos of who I am is around giving back. So the first thing was that we wanted to provide a conduit for charities to get to professional women. So either for, like, volunteering activities, trustee positions, or just getting involved,
right,
you know, and being that good citizen and part of the community.
Right.
The second one was that we wanted to provide a platform for female entrepreneurs. So these startups, and, I mean, we've kind of morphed out now. We have all sorts of entrepreneurs, like, it's not really gender-specific.
Mm.
But we wanted to provide a platform for them where they could get their quality services or products to a large kind of demographic. So, you know, lots of times, you know, it's like small businesses can't afford massive advertising fees and stuff like that. So
sure,
we either do it for free or we keep it literally where we just pay the people to kind of upload it. So that was another thing about kind of growing businesses as well. And the third thing was that we wanted to be a platform for all of these different networks that were out there to advertise exactly what it is that they were doing and what these events that were going and where people could kind of learn. So they were the three kind of, that's what underpins what we do. So most of the resources on there, I mean, for example, there's, I mean, I think the last figure I was given, there's over 800 women's networks in London alone. I mean, there's a women's
in London,
everything.
Sorry, did you say in London alone?
In London alone,
blimey.
800. I mean, there's a women in mining, you've got women in banking, you've got women in video, women in wireless, you know, there's all
wow.
these sorts of groups. And it was kind of bringing them to the forefront because most of these women's networks are staffed by volunteers as well, people giving up their time. And they run fantastic events. And even though they've got women in the title, they're absolutely open to, like, guys and stuff like that. And they're great environments to network, build your business, and obviously learn new things.
Right.
So the kind of resources that we have on there, we promote for about, I think it's about 120 different networks that exist, again, London and the wider UK,
wow.
and a couple of global networks as well. There's also an events calendar on there, so somebody could say, right, I'm going to designate 2 days a month to networking, what can I go to? You know, and there's some great sites other than us, like Four Networks or networking events, but we basically keep this calendar going with everyone else's events or things that might interest our members. So they're the first kind of things, so details about networking events where you can go, and these are not just corporate, they're entrepreneurial as well.
Right, okay.
A calendar of events, of things that you can actually attend. But then what we've also done is we wanted to create a platform for people to write interesting and inspiring kind of articles. So I think we've got about 250 writers.
Wow.
So again, what we're doing is giving them a platform. Look, if you want to write for us and it's, you know, in line with our demographic and it's a topic that people will be interested in, we will give you the platform. So the entire content on our website is given to us by other people. And the way that we say thank you is by branding it from them, putting their website on. And because of the amount of traffic we get, which is kind of in excess of 4 million hits a month,
wow.
what they find is that their own website goes right up in the Google stack. You know, so we like to say thank you. And, I mean, at the end of the day, that's their intellectual property. If they want to take it off, they take it off at any time.
Fantastic.
But that's kind of how we've built the content.
Great
so
idea.
Interesting content. Inspirational role model stories, also stories of up-and-coming rising stars as well. There's lots of charity stuff on there. We've got a whole section devoted to giving back. So it's very much a community site.
Right. That sounds fantastic. We've put links to it on our site as well, so
thank
people
you very
can
much.
So people can follow.
We've got a job board now as well, which is something that we created last year.
Right.
Because we come across a lot of companies that are saying, you know, I mean, we know that there are more senior men in the city than there are senior women, and that we tend to lose women at a certain kind of level. So we were talking to lots of firms that were saying, well, look, actually, we need a better balance of gender across our firm. Can you help us? And obviously, because we have so much traffic from women, that we've been able to create this job board to say, look, if there are firms that are looking to get that better balance, not just gender, but diversity across the piece, then obviously we can help them with that.
Fantastic. What a good idea. So that's really cool. And you've really attacked quite a few areas there, to be honest, haven't you? And
why,
pulled in
why
lots of things.
I've got a full-time job and two kids, yeah.
Yeah, can't be bad. Well, but I also think you do something else as well.
Which is?
East London related.
Oh, I'm a pearly queen.
You're a pearly queen, aren't you?
I am a pearly queen.
Oh, we want to see a picture.
That's been in my family for, oh God, I think it's about 70 years. My grandfather was a pearly king.
Right.
And then when he got, and a lot of members of my family are also pearly kings and queens as well. So it's been something that's been there for a long time.
Right.
Something that I did a lot as a kid and then kind of dotted out of, you know, when I got to that cool teenage years, or I'm not putting on a button suit kind of thing. So I kind of dotted out of it. And then I think as you
get
older...
God, blimey, leave it out, love.
Yeah,
I'm not doing
exactly.
that.
Yeah. But you know what? I think as you get older, you start to realise how important those cultural things are within
absolutely.
The family.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And also because, you know, there's not many pearly kings and queens about now. I mean, we had a fantastic opportunity to take part in the opening ceremony of the Olympics last year, which was amazing, because it put the pearlies back on the map a little bit.
Absolutely.
Which was lovely. But, I mean, if we don't pick it up, the likes of, like, my generation, then, and my kids don't wear buttons, then it's kind of going to die out, you
sure.
know. And I think, for something that's been in your family for so long, you don't want that to happen.
No, it's an absolute shame to lose a tradition like that, isn't it? And all power to you for keeping it going.
Doing my best. I mean, I don't get to do it as much as I want, but if I'm asked to do something, then by all means, you know, I mean, generally, you tend to look after the borough that you're responsible for. So I'm the City of London,
right?
You know, which is quite apt considering everything else that I do there. But I mean, I'll go anywhere. If I can fit it in, then obviously I'll stick my buttons on and away we go.
I think another way to stick her buttons on.
Yeah,
that's
the
what
other
you call
half's
it,
opening. Opening a, I think it's a Morrison's. We get to do all sorts of stuff. Bed shops. As long as they give us a donation for charity, you know, we're happy to do it.
Right.
Did you mention your charities?
I've got. Look, do you know something? What's quite nice is I support a number of charities.
Yeah.
Everything from the NSPCC to Havens Hospice, which is obviously a big Essex one.
Yeah.
Right the way through to Barts, which is obviously in my area. To a little Forever Angels, which is a little orphanage out in Tanzania where I've actually been. So I don't tend to marry myself. Like, for example, we've got a big event going on Thursday, which is for breast cancer campaign.
Mm.
So all of the kind of proceeds for our fifth birthday party will go to them. So we do a lot of charity stuff, but I don't like to kind of marry myself to a charity because
yeah.
I've kind of got a bit of a big heart. And whenever I hear from a charity, I'm like, oh, I need to, can I help with it anyway, you know?
Yeah.
But there's only an infinite amount of stuff that you can do with the time that you've got and the resources that you've got.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which is why we try and obviously encourage our members of We Are The City to kind of get involved, because then that way we can extend our arm a little bit further.
Absolutely.
You know that there's a street fest near your neck of the woods. Are you near Shoreditch?
I know Shoreditch really well.
I was there last week. You can put your pearly outfit on. There's it's called at Urban Food Festival on Twitter, at Urban Food Fest.
Oh, I'll have to go and have a look.
Or Oktoberfest. And it's Shoreditch Saturday this week.
There's a
competition for the best fancy dress, so you can
States. Otherwise, I would love to have gone. But there is there's a project that I support there called the Hanby Project, which kind of gets people that have had challenges in their life kind of back on their feet.
Right.
And a lovely little social responsibility cafe called the Paper and Cup. So it was their first birthday last week. So I did have my buttons on, actually, and I did cut their cake, which was quite nice.
Oh, brilliant. Cool. Vanessa, we could talk about this forever because
all
of this is really fascinating stuff. Unfortunately, we kind of run out of time now. Can you give us a shout for your We Are The City website and your Twitter handle and all that kind of good stuff? So that
absolutely.
Yep. Go on then. Give us a shout out.
So, wearethecity.com
right.
is the main website. Then you've got careercity.co.uk, which is the job board.
Okay.
You can follow me. Most of the stuff comes from Watch Updates, so that's WATC @WATC_updates, or I'm living in my youth, I'm WATC_girl.
Brilliant. Vanessa, thank you so much for joining us. We'll put all those links onto the Business Bunker website so people can follow up and find out more about it. But all power to you with We Are The City and
thank
all
you.
The great things you're doing with that, and keep up the charitable work with the Pearlies.
Lovely. Thanks ever so much, guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. That's Vanessa Vallalie there of wearethecity.com. So
dynamic,
do check that out.
Dynamic lady.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Great stuff. We've got gazillions of tweets to catch up on, Jules. You're just not paying attention, are you?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say thank you to, remember our guest last week, QJ?
Yeah.
Inspirational.
Did you get a Prezi? I got a Prezi.
I did.
I got a Prezi and a card.
We got one each.
Yeah. And the cards were fabulous as well, weren't they?
Thank you to Henry, who gave us lovely. I don't know what your card said, but mine said naughty girl.
Yeah. Mine said something about boys.
Did it?
Boys will be boys, yeah. But
more
interestingly was the book. Did she send you a book?
Yes.
She sent me a book.
She did.
And it's called Spend. No, you got a different book.
Mine is Spend 4 Hours in a Telephone Box by Henry Lee.
Ah, I got Meetings in a Bath.
Now, I'm just looking to see, and she hasn't signed it, so she's going to have to sign it for me. What was yours, Meetings in a Bath?
Meetings in a Bath,
yeah. You do. You're not really a bath person, though, are you? I remember you telling me. You don't have baths.
You've been spying on me again.
Well, you told me.
You've been hanging around in my shower again.
You came around and looked at my bathroom and was unimpressed. And said, I'm not really a bath person. You flicked your hair.
I did say that. That is true.
And flicked your hair and sailed off with your nose in the
exactly.
air.
Exactly. Yeah.
Couldn't compete with your Porsche. Could
What's
it?
That got to do with baths?
My bath couldn't compete with your Porsche.
Nothing could compete with my Porsche.
It didn't stun you.
We've had a tweet from Unite Works, who are the new hot desking community space over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester. And you can follow them on Unite Works, all one word, on the Twitter.
Rob Parker of Go Vicinity says, hello, I'm tuning in and I'm all alone in my office.
Oh, hi, Rob. Sorry about that. I keep meaning to go over and have coffee with Rob. Yeah. Angela Bryce Stevenson of Another Journey Begins has tweeted in.
Hello.
As has Iron Maids. The maids will be listening to the Business Bunker today, so please give us a mention. That's Iron Maids on the Twitter, and they are a domestic cleaning and ironing service.
They don't come to me yet.
Do they not?
No,
I think they're working their way towards you.
Yeah.
They're girding their loins, I mean.
Well, it's not actually my shirts, is it? It's my new husband. I don't wear shirts.
Yeah.
You may not have noticed, but I don't.
Do you not?
No.
No, you just wear the vest every week.
Yeah, little vest.
Okay.
Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce are saying it's a last chance to book social media workshop, Master LinkedIn. And it's 9:30 to 12:30. You probably have heard about this professional social media site, LinkedIn. But if you're unsure how to use it effectively and harness the power of building key connections, Zoe Cairns will give you a guided tour and show you how to effectively use the features of this professional social media site. So that sounds like a good one. It's Wednesday the 25th of September at the Royal Tunbridge Wells Hotel. Oh, no, the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. Breakfast networking with business, which includes a full English, 8 to 9:30. This is an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight and to highlight its products, services and how they can help other businesses. Thursday, the 3rd of October is the date at Oakwood House Maidstone. And Tuesday, the 8th of October, Priestfield Stadium, Gillingham. Is Priestfield where they have the old greyhounds running around?
No, it's a football stadium. It's where Gillingham play football.
I don't know. Where are the greyhounds then?
Well, which greyhounds?
Well, there's greyhound racing somewhere.
Yeah, Sitting Bourne, Crayford. There used to be greyhound racing at Maidstone.
Yeah. I tried to adopt a greyhound once, but...
Did you? But he refused to let you.
No.
He ran away.
Didn't like my...
I don't blame him. Nice one, mate. He escaped.
It didn't like
I'm not living with her.
It didn't like my cat.
I made myself laugh then.
You're always being nasty to me.
Yeah, do you know, Jules, you smile, you're on camera. We put web cameras in this morning. Have you noticed?
I don't think it's
There's a camera up there looking down your back.
I hope I've done my roots.
Yeah, exactly.
The bunker will never be the same again with a web camera. Lenley's, I mean, you in your paisley dressing gown, I mean, that's not a good look, is it?
Yeah, and my speedos.
No.
They don't particularly go, really, do
and
they?
Those winkle pickers.
No, we're going to be talking about that in a minute.
Actually, you've been wearing those winkle pickers since I first started.
I know. Have you seen the hole in the shoe?
In the bottom. Laser.
Have you seen the hole in the
shoe? No, I'm about to. Oh, my God. Yes, he has got a great big hole in the sole. You can go to a cobbler's, you know.
There's no need to be like that.
You're going all pearly queen on me. Lenlis in Roper Road, Canterbury, there's two things that they want to tell you about. First of all, they have a Christmas fair, which is spelled F-A-I-R, not with a Y, because I don't like that spelling, 14th and 15th of December. And they are offering crafty people and foodie drinky people a free stall. So if this is for their winter sale preview. There are 9,000 invites going out to guests of Lenlis, customers of Lenlis. So if you would like a chance to showcase your goodies pre-Christmas, that's the 14th and 15th of December, Saturday and Sunday, from about 10 till 4. It's an outdoor market. Please contact at Lenlis on Twitter, at Lenlis, or contact Jules Serkin. She'll help you.
Fantastic.
Also, there's a tweet up this Thursday at Lenlis in Roper Road, Canterbury, 10 till 12. All welcome. KentBusinessTweetUp.co.uk.
All happens at Lenlis then, yeah. Roper Road, Canterbury.
Yeah, and free parking.
Okay, well, we've had a tweet from the Fat Carrot saying we'll be listening and we're cooking for the Shipbourne Farmers Market on Thursday.
Oh, that's a great farmers market.
Do you know we've got 28 more tweets to read?
I know. They're just Twitter is alive today. Mm-hmm. Live and kicking.
I've had a tweet from Lee Bennett, and she says, hello, Ales for Priory, afternoon teas on October the 20th, £12.50 a person in the Pilgrims Hall, and the Farmers Market, the Ales for Farmers Market, is on the same day. And apparently that's a cracking event.
You can do them both.
So you could do them both. That's October the 20th, afternoon tea and the Farmers Market at the Pilgrims Hall, at the Priory at Aylesford. Thank you, Lee.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's an amazing location. Yeah.
Lee is also, she's on a roll now. She's now sent me 9 tweets. Lee, thank you. Also, can you, if you wish to hire the Pilgrims Hall for a private dining function, please contact me. And you can contact Lee on the Twitter at MDP_Lee, L-E-E, MDP_Lee.
If you lose that, then just look at Business Bunker and you'll get the hashtag Business Bunker and you'll find the tweets, won't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and it's Lee Bennett there. Thank you. Go on.
Go Vicinity is saying he's working on, I can't really see because I haven't got my glasses on, working on roll-up banners and posters for Nissan. Good boy. Well done.
Yep.
Doing business in the Netherlands, your gateway to the European market, this free afternoon seminar is organised by UK Trade and Investment and Air France KLM in cooperation with Kent International Business and the Two Seas Trade Project. They're aiming to give companies in Kent and the South East region the chance to develop their knowledge of the Dutch market and will highlight current business opportunities in the Netherlands. The Netherlands is one of Europe's most dynamic centres of trade, as you probably know, and home to one of the most open and internationally orientated economies in the world. With the new connection to Amsterdam Schiphol Airport from Maastricht International Airport in Kent, now is the time to discover how to make the most of the business opportunities in the Netherlands. So this sounds amazing. Guest speakers are Charles Buchanan, who was on the Business Bunker a couple of weeks back. He's the CEO of Maastricht, nonetheless. Warner Rootlip, General Manager of Air France, KLM, UK and Northern Ireland. And Michiel Veldhuizen, Head of UK Trade and Investment in the Netherlands, or for the Netherlands. So to register, you need to go on to 3ws.netherlands.ukti.gov.uk/registration doing business in the Netherlands. But we will put that on the Business Bunker and make it much easier, and you can just click through.
Cool.
Won't we, Paul?
Don't all go at once. Don't want to clog it up.
No.
Clog it up.
Clog. Oh, that is good. Yeah. Bit cheesy, though.
Yeah. Sorry, we've got to move on because we need to get to talk to our next guest very shortly. But we've got a couple of things to do just before that.
I've read all my emails.
Have you really?
Yeah, I've only got one left.
I've got hundreds left. Angela has reminded me, how about more sponsors for Lisa Settle's awesome Three Peaks Challenge this Saturday?
Yeah.
Good call, Angela.
Yeah.
You can sponsor Lisa Marie Settle on her Three Peaks walk in face. It's, she's doing the walk to raise funds for the, Youth Diabetes Charity.
Yeah.
And you can find out more about that by going to justgiving.com/Lisa, L-I-S-A, hyphen Marie, M-A-R-I-E, dot Settle, S-E-T-T-L-E, and you can donate lots of your lovely pounds. And there is also still a link on the Business Bunker Show on today's page, show number 142, with a link for texting your donation too. And that link is still on the on page. So give us some money.
Yeah, well done. And that's not an easy feat to go up the three peaks.
No, it's not. It's a really difficult challenge.
She's going to find
and we're,
it tough.
And we're rooting for Lisa
we are.
On that. Indeed,
take some
we are.
Mint cake with you, darling.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Spark. It's not a bank on Twitter. That's their Twitter handle. It's not a bank. And Spark is a peer-to-peer lending organisation. And they are asking listeners to register for 1, 2, or 3 year savings terms, which will earn 6% AER.
Amazing.
Yeah, so do find out about that. And there's a website as well now, which is Sparks AL, I think. I can't read that very well. Yeah, sparksal.co.uk. We will check that web link out and put the link on the Business Bunker website so that you can follow up with that. But you could potentially earn up to 6% AER by putting money into the peer-to-peer lending scheme.
I've just had a fabulous new follower, Paul.
Have you?
It's at Vinoole, V-I-N-O-O-L-E, and I looked at their bio, and they're specialists in online sales of Spanish wines, the best Spanish wines at the best price, Gran Reserva wines, Carvers.
Oh,
that's my
Jules,
kind of
Jules. I'm sorry, listen, she's left. She's gone. Her bag is packed and she's on her way.
I'm talking kind of follower that.
Talking about being on your way, we've had a tweet from Miriam McGurk, who is in her secret location up a mountain.
Oh, I suppose she's got a little bit of ghost.
And she says, having a great show. I'm tuned in. You all sound really fun from up here and nice and clear. And the dog's holding the aerial.
Yeah. They make that. That's a bit cruel, isn't it, making the dog sit and hold the aerial for a whole hour and a half?
No.
Well, Miriam's got a little glass of something, you know, a little bit of feta and...
It's a dog's job. It's a working dog.
A bit of mint.
Yeah.
It's minty.
It's an aerial dog.
They have apple tea out there.
Do they?
Apparently.
Cool.
Yeah. Right. Who else is tweeting?
Do you know what we're going to do now?
Our guest.
No, we're going to play a little bit of tunage and then we're going to talk to our guest.
And what tune are you playing?
A bit of 10cc.
Oh, lovely.
And then you pay the price, the things we do for love, the things we do for love. Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got a number and your hand is on a phone. The weather's turned and all the lines are down. The things we do for love, the things we do for love. Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. Answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Oh, you make me love you. Oh, disagreed, but disagreed apart. When after all it's just a compromise of the things we do for love.
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 Not all appliances like fridges or boilers are energy efficient, so you should look for ones with the energy efficiency logo. You'll save money, energy, and reduce carbon dioxide emissions, a major cause of climate change. And who better to describe this logo than its designer, Hugo?
It takes the form of an adhesive label, the base colour of which is azure, suggesting a tranquil sea gently caressing a Caribbean idyll at low tide. This surrounds a swirl of burnt umber that allows the words energy, efficiency, and recommended to prance and caper in the eye.
So, basically, look for an orange and blue sticker with energy efficiency recommended written on it.
Yes.
For more information, call 0845 727 7200 or visit est.org.uk/myhome.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back there.
You're a bit tardy there with your
Yeah,
bank,
when I was trying to dish out emails and stuff like
shuffling,
that.
Shuffling.
Here, have a couple more. I've got hundreds.
Thank you. They're mostly to me anyway.
Yeah. Look, that was 10cc.
Yeah, you're having a bit of a 10cc thing, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm rediscovering a lot of their back catalogue, and
great,
it's quite
music.
Good.
Yeah,
fantastic. But anyway, it's now an absolute, fantastically, brilliantly, phasmagorical pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker show, Tracy Randall. Hello, Tracy.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
So, I expected you to rock up here with matching lipstick, handbag and shoes. You're an image consultant. What happened?
I'm not
a stereo. She looks gorgeous.
She looks gorgeous. That's beyond. That's, but you know.
Don't say what happened. Cause she looks fabulous, listener. She looks
gorgeous. She does. But normally you expect an image consultant to have coordinated luggage.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not a stereotypical image consultant. I don't go for the scarf, handbag,
thank
and shoe.
Thank goodness.
Look.
Yeah.
That's
not
that
me.
Little knotted scarf.
No, don't look like an air hostess.
But funny enough, that is a lot of people's image of an image consultant, though, isn't it? It's just you know, someone that flies planes around and you know serves trolleys.
I'll
on.
Just describe though. She does look rather lovely, listener, because she's wearing a lovely black and is it white or cream?
White.
Black and white dress with a little nipped in waist with a narrow black belt, and she does have beautiful black shoes with white straps, so there is a little bit of match going on there, but not too much of a cliche.
Yeah, but nothing, not a patch on my winkle pickers.
No, not a patch on your unpatched
anyway
winkle pickers.
We don't want to hear you. We want to hear from Tracy. So, Tracy, tell us about... I want to do two things here. I want to find out about image and the kind of things that we need to talk about, look at and see. Right. But I also want to find out a bit about you and how you got into the image consulting business. So let's start with you and then we move on to the image things in general. So how did you get into the business? And I'm assuming it's your own business that you run as well.
Yes, I'm my own business.
Cool.
Basically, growing up as a child, I used to nick my mum's clothes because I used to...
Yeah, me too. Oh, no. No, no.
I basically used to literally pinch her clothes and I'd get caught at school wearing her jacket or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, it was quite disappointing. I always had a thing for wanting to wear something a little bit different. And then my auntie, she ran a business. She was a successful businesswoman throughout the 80s. And she used to have a whole wardrobe of Jackie Vert clothes. And she basically used to let me run riot in her wardrobe. And I used to mix and match outfits. So sort of 10, 11 years old,
right.
I used to mix and match all of her outfits together. And I later on found out that she actually used to wear the outfits that I put together for her.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've always liked fashion and style.
It's kind of in your DNA, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't actually go along that route work-wise. I started off at Butlins as a red coat.
I went. There's still a theme going on there, though, isn't there?
Yes, like the uniform.
Yeah.
Then I left there, and I was working in an office, predominantly office environment. Went from sales to being a buyer, always unhappy, really, moving from one job to another, and I was never really settled.
Sure.
Then in 2008, I saw Trini and Susanna's first television show,
right.
And I thought, wow. Yeah. And when they were sort of talking about body shapes and image and style, I kind of was putting it together in my mind.
Mm.
And then Gok came along.
I love Gok.
I love him too. Mm. He's my god.
Yeah.
And then, so basically I changed career paths in 2009, and the rest is history, so they say.
Have you met Gok?
No, I'd love to. It's if you're out there, Gok, he's on my bucket list.
He does listen every Tuesday.
Excellent, excellent.
Mm. Okay, so you started your business. What's your business actually called?
It's just me, because I am my business. So it's By Tracy.
Yeah.
Spelled T-R-A-Y-C, because I like to be different.
Right.
So, yeah. So
By Tracy.
Yep.
I want to start talking now about image, because, again, one of those preconceptions that a lot of people have when you start to talk about image makeovers is people think it's something that only ladies do, and there's a lot of stuff about makeup and all that kind of stuff, which I'm sure there is.
Yes, to a certain degree.
But it must be more than that as well. So in your business, is the business that you do...
That's
Jules on her moped
off
to get the carver in Spain. Sorry about that. Listen, she couldn't wait any longer. She strapped her goggles on and was gone. Sorry, I've lost my thread completely.
Blokes do.
Yeah,
no.
But I'm thinking that there must be different levels of things that you do as an image consultant. You will work with individuals as ordinary people, but do you do corporate type work as well?
Yes. I think that for me, it's understanding the individual needs. It doesn't matter what shape or size you are. You can be, you know, a size 0 up to a size 34.
Mm.
Everybody has a shape, and it's basically helping the individual feel confident in the shape that they are. And a cliche, but it's loving the skin you're in. And there's a lot of people out there that are unhappy with the way they look.
Mm.
And I just find that it's my calling in life to try and make them feel confident on the outside as well as the inside.
It is really interesting you saying that, because you quite often, and I'm sure lots of us do this anyway, because we just don't really see things in the way other people see them, but you quite often see people that just don't dress appropriately for the shape they are.
Yeah.
And you think, good grief, have you looked in the mirror? But then it isn't a criticism of their shape.
No.
Do you know, because you sometimes see people and you think, blimey, you look really... staggering, you know, you look really cool and special, yet they're, you know, they might be quite big, you know, in an overweight kind of way, but they've dressed to such a way that they just look smart and special and cool.
Yeah. I mean, wearing colours, wearing specific colours can make you look younger and slimmer. The old if I wear black scenario will make me look slimmer. No, that actually doesn't work.
Why do people wear so much
black? I don't know.
I don't get that at all.
Hold on, I want to check this, because I've got a whole wardrobe full of this.
Why do people wear black?
Hold on, just hold on a cotton picking minute. So black doesn't make you look slimmer?
No, not at all. Wearing the right colours for your skin tone, your hair colour, your eye colour,
right,
that will actually make you look slimmer, younger, more vibrant, you know, more confident.
So I'm on a roll here. So from a consulting point of view, how do you determine what the right colour combination is for people? I mean, how's that done? Is there a scientific methodology? You know, do you put someone in a scanner and go, you know, you're a brown kind of person, or you're an orange kind of person, or is it based on your experience in observing them and looking at them, or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of both, really. It is to do with your natural skin tone, your eye color, and your hair color, whether you have hair or not.
She said,
"Oh, that was pointed, wasn't it? Oh, that was pointed.
You could have cut the atmosphere with a knife."
Yeah, I mean, I think she's being really unkind, because it's just she can't see your roots. Sorry. I've got
my
no hair.
Is fine.
Nobody told me.
But basically, it's to do with that combination, and also to do with your personality.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people that just love the colour black.
Yeah.
So if you love the colour black, then let me help you wear it, but wear it differently with other colours.
This is a Peter Cook special.
And the Rolling Stone.
And the Rolling Stone special.
But there is like, you've got like the colour psychology as well, where, you know, certain colours mean specific things. So in the corporate world, you know, you could wear navy and red as the cliche, as the old style of this is how to look more professional. But actually, it doesn't. Right. It's actually wearing current trend colours that sort of make a huge difference, whether it's got a warm hue or a blue cool hue, things like that, really. And it just really lifts your face.
So currently, what is the new black?
Purple. No, it's pink this season. It is purple is an amazing colour because you get so many different shades of it and it can be warm and cold. But pink is this season's new
trend. Do you think I could carry off a pink suit?
Well, the pink, definitely. The pink coat is in season at the moment, isn't it?
So the pink what?
Yes. A pink coat.
All right, okay.
Is well in season. Pastels are hugely in now.
Massively
aren't they?
In, yeah. And the good thing about the pastels is they've actually developed further and they've actually got a deeper colour to them. So they're not so wishy washy as they were a few years ago. They've actually got more of a deep colour in the background, but they're still classed as a pastel.
So what would you put Paul Andrews in then, Tracy?
Right, from here, I'm saying you've got dark eyes.
Yeah.
So your brown eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. I would put you in either purple. Mm. Because purple and brown go really, really well together. Yeah. I wouldn't put you in blue. I'd put you in charcoal.
I've got blue on.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble.
Yeah.
Charcoal. Because it's quite a good colour and you can mix it well with lots of other colours.
Yeah, sure.
But lighter and brighter colours. Okay. All the best.
So you could get a purple tie if you're going on a business
I never wear ties.
Ties are really, really old hat now. Yeah. Not many people wear ties
at all.
Sometimes
you have to.
It's not true, actually. Because I've actually got lots, but they're covered in dust because I haven't worn any of them for years.
Probably in fashion now.
I don't wear suits either.
No.
I just don't wear suits anymore.
I think men's suits have developed massively. And it doesn't matter what size you are. I do believe that a slim fitted suit will suit your frame.
Right.
Because obviously they go up to a larger size and people wear the slim fitted suits. Mm. They actually can make you look a lot younger and slimmer than you are.
See, now that's interesting because that is really interesting because I'm off air before the show. I was telling you one of the problems I've got is I don't recognise my age. And when I go shopping, I look for things that would have suited me when I was 30 and not now. Mm. And I make big mistakes, hence the winkle pickers. But one of the things I always avoid are slim-fitting clothes.
Yeah, most people of your age, sorry, Paul, people of your age do, because they think that they're going to look sort of, you know, like a black bin liner tied in, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But because the men's suits have developed, their actual shape of a suit has changed. It's not so much of a skinny suit as a slim-fitting suit. They've got darts and pleats in different areas of the suit now.
Right.
Or jackets, you know, it doesn't have to be a suit.
And a good cut makes a huge difference, doesn't
Massive
it, Tracy?
Massive difference, huge difference,
And just while we're talking about me, because I'll get some free advice here. One of the things I've struggled with for the last few years is shave or not shave on my head.
Shave.
On my head.
Shave.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
As close cut as possible,
Right. Because, you know, again, when I was younger, I had massive hair. I had really big hair. And, of course, when it all fell out, you kind of don't get used to it, but we were playing with a webcam earlier and Mike kindly pointed it at the top of my head, proving unequivocally that there is nothing there, which I kind of knew anyway. But it's making that decision just to try it. Not, you know, the silliness of it is it doesn't really matter because, you know.
I think that a close shave makes you look younger.
Right, okay.
And I am talking from experience, not from myself, but from my
lovable
husband.
Right. Is he a baldy?
He is. Okay. He's as bald as a coot, bless him. Yeah. He started losing his hair in his early 20s. Yeah. And when I met him, he used to use a grade 3 on the shaver, but now he takes the cap off and he shaves twice a week. And I think he looks so much better now than when we first met each other 10 years ago.
Right.
Better than that combing over thing that people
do. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's ridiculous.
Green,
it? No, but you know, it's just having the courage to do it once, isn't it? And then see what you feel about it.
And
you've
what
done
is
it.
A coot anyway?
Hmm. A coot. It's another wading bird.
Is it? Yeah. You've got a thing about.
But a bald one. Yeah.
I think you know the perception is if you've got really really short close cut hair, it can come across as quite thuggish.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't, not anymore, because so many
knits.
People.
Oh, you got a what?
Knits.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
well,
you've
got
clean head.
Been, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I really believe that to take it away is much better. Better.
I mean, and is there any relevance to the shape of your head in that? If you see what I mean, I've got a particularly small head for my body, And one of the reasons I've avoided shaving all my hair off is I think it'll just make my head look smaller.
No, no, not at all. Mm. Not at all.
Tracy, in winter, I came in once in a little, was it a Stetson I was wearing, or a Trilby? I can't remember. A little Trilby, I think.
It was a Trilby you wore, Jules.
And Paul liked it, and I think he would look fantastic in a hat.
Okay.
And I tried to get him to, because hats are fantastic in winter.
They are amazing. I love hats.
And I said to Paul, you want to get a head, get a hat, Paul. Mm. And he came in with a tummy shanter or something, didn't you? What they called it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, no, it was a tummy shanter. Yeah,
tufts of orange hair.
Yeah.
He didn't really take me, but I think with a lovely coat or jacket and a trilby or a really nice hat, would look fantastic because he's tall.
Funny enough, I don't know why we're discussing me in this, because this is completely immaterial. But I actually have quite a collection of hats. But every time I put one on, my kids go, oh, for crying out loud, take that off.
Yeah, no dad.
Yeah.
But tall men look fantastic.
Yeah, I do believe that. And I do believe that there are quite a few men out there that should wear hats. But what I can say from my experience is it's to do with your personality. If you feel uncomfortable wearing a hat, then don't wear it.
Yeah.
Because you won't feel confident.
Right.
Don't do anything that will make you feel the way, you know. If you're feeling unconfident, just don't do it. That's the biggest tip I can give anybody.
Absolutely. Right, I want to come on to something else now. And funnily enough, I was discussing this kind of issue in a completely different context a week or so ago. I did some work with the Job Centre, okay? And we did an online Twitter fest where lots of people that were unemployed or looking for work could ask us lots of questions. And I started mentioning the fact about how you present yourself at an interview. And I got lots of people telling me, why should I do a change just to go on an interview, blah, 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 blah. And I was saying, well, look, you know, the point is you're trying to put across an image. And if you rock up, even if the work you're going to do would cause you to wear overalls, it doesn't mean to say you have to wear overalls on the interview.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So I just want to ask you some questions for both men and women about presenting themselves in a corporate environment at an interview and maybe some tips you could give. Is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
I mean, the key is you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Mm, exactly. So, I mean, let's just kind of step through a few things. I mean, what would you recommend? I mean, we've got to make some assumptions.
Think of a chef, because chefs wear whites, so don't they? They wear those little check trousers.
And clogs.
Crocs. And then that little sort of bandanery thing if they're cool.
Yeah.
So if they were going for, say, to the abode for an interview to meet head of maitre d' or whatever, what would they wear?
Well, if it is that kind of environment, then you have to look at the bigger picture and the clientele that go there. For me, it would be a shirt, a tie and jacket or a waistcoat or something. It would be very, very smart because of the environment that you're going to be in. It doesn't matter whether you're out the back. For the first impression, you've got to be very, very smart.
She's spot on.
It's funny you should mention that. Sorry, we're back to my fashion tips. But I love waistcoats.
They're brilliant.
I love waistcoats, amazing. But I won't wear them anymore because I don't think...
You need them with a cummerbund.
No, I need them with a corset.
Is it a cummerbund?
Cummerbund.
Or cummerbund?
Cummerbund.
I think it depends if you're the northern, it's a cummerbund.
Yeah.
I think with waistcoats, again, as well, they're actually quite longer in the body. So if you have, I'm not saying you have, Paul, but say if you've got like a bit of a tummy on you, a longer waistcoat would actually make you look quite slim.
All right, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
What about tails? Could he look good in tails?
Tails.
That would elongate him.
My Fred Astaire look.
If he was going to, I don't know, say Dickens World or something like that, where you
quite possibly.
Need to dress up.
I was watching Mr. Selfridge last year.
Oh,
slumped.
Amazing.
I was slumped in the because Downton Abbey. You know, Selfridge is a bit hammy, isn't it? But I still like it. And there was the guy with his top hat on, and I took a picture of him and sent it to Paul and said, this is what you should be wearing. But it was you. You'd look fab in a top hat and tails.
Thank you.
Do you think you'd be overdressed for here, though, Jules?
Yeah.
Probably not. No, we do dress up for Channel Radio.
Good stuff. We could talk about this forever.
Yep.
Because for some reason we've turned this to a lot about me and the older man's wardrobe, which is probably fairly pointless. But for the ladies out there, in terms of corporate attire and makeup and things like that, can you give us some pointers, some tips, some things to look out for?
Yeah, makeup, less is more.
Right, okay.
Definitely less is more. If you're going to have big lips...
Sorry to interrupt.
Yep.
To what point?
If you're going to have sort of like bright red lipstick, then you need to sort of tone down the eyes, or the other way around. You can have big eyes and tone down the lips, really.
In saying less is more, how about none?
No, I do believe that makeup does make an improvement of your face, and it also, the way you wear your makeup can make your eyes look brighter. Mm. If you can imagine that you've woke up with a really, really bad headache and you've got a job interview, now it's not your fault you've woken up with this headache, but you need to look a little bit more awake and vibrant, then there's nothing wrong with a sort of a little bit of creation in the eyes, and the lips can just change the way you look.
Cool, but don't go overboard, basically.
No, definitely don't go overboard.
Too much false, I think.
Yes.
Sometimes just too many false eyelashes and too many extensions on the nails.
Definitely. I mean, I know that the society that we live in at the moment is sort of like the Essex look, and I get that for sort of like the younger girls sort of in their early 20s that are trying to discover who they are. But when you sort of hit your 30s, I think
I've never got this long fingernail business. I don't know what that's all about. It just looks really awkward to me. It's okay if you want to pick your nose, but outside of anything like that, I don't get it. I just never got it, and I've never liked the look of it either.
A nice manicured hand is lovely, and it can elongate your hand and elongate your fingers. And you know, if you've got short, stubby hands like me, then a nice long nail. But if you wanted to have longer nails, then yes, I think it really makes your hands look quite elegant. But I think the really over-the-top look.
The real false ones that look like talons. Yeah.
But again, that's just my own personal perception. And if somebody was coming to me for an interview, you know, I always look at the person first and, you know, how many false eyelashes have you got? How many false nails have you got? There's nothing wrong whatsoever with wearing things like that, because I do myself.
Right.
But tone it down.
Make it look right.
The other thing that makes me laugh is high heels. When girls wear them, they can't walk. And they're walking along with their knees bent.
Yeah,
like
trying to keep yourself balanced. Mm. Yeah.
That's odd, isn't it?
Very odd. I think that the shoes at the moment are to an extreme. And don't get me wrong, I love a good high heel pair of shoes. Because there's nothing wrong with that. Makes you feel slimmer, taller, you know, makes you gracious. But there is a line again, and if you're going to go for a really, really high heel, then make sure you've got one with a block on the sole, so actually it's not the heels, it's the soles that are making you look taller.
Right. Okay.
And make sure you can walk in them. Not sort of walk like a stork with your knees bent.
Yeah. And can I say as well, just quickly, if there are any ladies out there that are going for job interviews, it's totally acceptable to wear a smart pair of trousers.
Right.
Because, you know, there is a perception, oh, I must wear a skirt, I must, you know. But a smart pair of trousers are just really, really classy, very classy.
Cool. As I said, we could have talked about this for hours. I know you wanted to mention a couple of charitable things that you are involved in or trying to organise, so do feel free to do
that. Okay. So tomorrow in Gravesend, tomorrow evening, Wednesday, I'm going to be helping out with the British Heart Foundation. We're holding a fashion show in the Woodville Halls, and that's from 7 o'clock onwards.
Right, so that's the Woodville Hall in Gravesend, 7 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday. Yep. Get along there.
And if anyone wants to come and ask me anything, then I'm there giving out free advice all evening. The other thing is this Saturday, I'm doing the Shine Half Marathon in London.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so I did the marathon and now I'm doing the half marathon, enough said. Right. But yeah, basically I've got a Just Giving page that will be on my Facebook page later on.
Okay, and we'll give out Tracy's Facebook page later. We'll also get the details for her Just Giving page and we will put them on the Business Bunker website as well.
Okay, and lastly, obviously, this Friday is the world's largest coffee morning for Macmillan. Where I live in Halling, we've done one for 8 years on the trot, and this year we're not doing it this Friday because everyone and their brother is, so we're doing it the following Friday on the 4th of October.
Brilliant.
So if anyone wants to pop down, have a coffee and cake, then I love cake, then so next Friday in Halling.
Fantastic. Thank you. We'll put all those details on the Kent Business Radio website. Give us a shout for your website, your Facebook page and your Twitter handle.
Okay, so my website is www.bytracy.com, and that's T-R-A-Y-C. My Twitter is by_Tracy. And if you go on to my website, then all my links are there.
Okay.
Can I just say about my Pinterest really quickly?
Yeah.
If you're interested to know about your body shapes, on my website, there's a free link to the Pinterest section for people that are out there that know what Pinterest is. Then if you know what body shape you are there, I upload pictures that suit certain body shapes. So if you're going to a specific event and you want some inspiration, pop along onto that. And then there's free outfit advice and anything like that.
There you are, Paul.
Fantastic. I'm going to go and see Tracy.
And you're going to get some charcoal and some purple.
And I'm going to get my hair taken off. Yep. And I'm going to get some drabby old grey jumpers and all the other. And,
charcoal.
And a nice and some, purple scarf.
And some purple socks. To cover the hole in me winkle pickers.
Purple winkle pickers,
mm. Yeah.
Purple braces. What about braces?
Oh, they're fabulous. But again, it's to do with your style, personality.
I do love a man in braces and a hat.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure, Tracy. And you're welcome back at any time. And we could have talked for hours about that. But unfortunately, we're fast running out of time. But do stay with us for the last few minutes of the show. And it's been an absolute pleasure to have you. And we'll put all the contact details on the Business Bunker website. Do you want to read some more of those emails, Jules,
while I
sort out Twitter?
First of all, there's a little job plea. There's a young man in Herne Bay. I think he's probably in his, I don't know, he's not that young, but he's sort of about our age, let's say. And he's looking for a job. He is a trained security guard. But he will help out in any kind of ways, like cleaning and anything else. Happy to help, gardening. But looking for a job in the Herne Bay area. So if you hear of that, if you contact me at Jules Serkin, I'll put you in touch with his daughter, who's asking us to find something.
Or he could just look on jobsinkent.com and find the hundreds of jobs that are there.
A huge website, jobsinkent.com.
Yeah, there's loads of jobs in Herne Bay.
Okay, I shall pass that on to them.
Okay, I've got a tweet here from Sonia Huron, who says she's listening in, and Sonia can be followed on the Twitter at ParentTeenUK, and she's a teenager consultant.
Please set aside Wednesday the 6th of November to join us at the Free Construction Expo, which is at the Mercure Hotel in Maidstone. This is from Kent Construction. I'll read out their website. It's www.kentconstructionexpo.co.uk. And there are major developments in Kent, which means significant business for the construction sector and associated businesses. So if you're involved in the construction sector, you need to get along to this and hear from seven great industry speakers, including Peter Hansford, who's the government chief construction advisor. So that's Wednesday the 6th of November at the Mercure in Maidstone, Kent. And then on the 3rd of October, which is next week, next Thursday, you've got, or Thursday week, you've got digital marketing in Kent. This is at the Quarter House in Folkestone, 9:15 a.m. to 5:15, and that's www.digitalinkent.co.uk. That sounds like a good one, so book your place. It's £37 plus VAT, and there's free homemade pizza.
Well, cool. I've had a tweet from Venom Tech. He said, where is it? Paul, I think you should go for a long wig.
Well, you've tried that. I didn't really.
I did try that.
You had the tam o' shanter with the orange tuft.
With the orange hair, yeah. And talking of Venom Tech, actually, there is this month's Create at Fruitworks, and Steve Trim, the managing director of Venom Tech, is one of the speakers at that event, as is Mark Ridley of the 100 Big Ideas book fame. He was on the show a few months ago. And the other speaker is Barnaby Winter of the Brand Bucket.
Right.
And those three gentlemen are speaking at Fruitworks Create, which is this Thursday, the 26th, at Fruitworks in Canterbury. That's in Stour Street, Canterbury, starting at 7 p.m. And you can find out about it by going to the website fruitworks.co/create. It's a free event with free beer.
Which I love.
Is
jobsinkent.com or .co.uk?
.com.
Okay, cool.
We've also had a tweet from a new listener, Rosie Somerset. What a lovely name.
That is a
Rosie
lovely...
Somerset.
Wow.
And she says, Rosemary Somerset, they do waterproof and light on the legs blankets. You design it and we make it. And they do it for babies right the way up to OAPs. And they have many satisfied customers, and you can find out all about it by going to their website, which is Rosemary's, that's Rose, R-O-S-E-M-A-R-Y-S, rosemarysblankets.co.uk.
Great idea.
What a fantastic idea. Yeah. So that's cool. And also Adrian of AK Pet Services. Benson the Great Dane has just jumped up and knocked my glasses off, then sat on them and broken them.
Never work with children and animals, they say.
Adrian, don't work with animals. That's a bit of a drawback considering it's AK Pet Services, really, isn't it?
And he does take
animals. Benson! No, Benson!
I know.
Benson, no!
Should have gone to Specsavers.
Cool. I've got an email here that is from CXK, the youth charity people. CXK Limited is a charity providing careers advice and support in jobs and training for young people and adults. They're looking for volunteers to assist them on the following dates. On the 27th of September at the Archbishop's School in Canterbury, they would like people to help with a mock interview morning. That's on the 27th of September. Also, there is mock interviewing at Heistead Grammar School in Sittingbourne on the 2nd of October. And then on the 4th and 5th of December, there's a big business pitch enterprise activity, which is also at the Archbishop's School in Canterbury. If you can spare some time and you can help out, please would you contact Marion Ward, and her email address is marionward@cxk.org, or you can call her on 01227 264224. That's Canterbury, 01227 264224. I will put those details on the Kent Business Radio website, but if you can help out on the 27th of September, the 2nd of October, the 4th and 5th of December, by giving some young people the chance to practice their interviewing and pitching skills, that would be superly lovely. Thank you. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good fun.
Cool. Go for it, Jules.
I'm just looking at, we had an email which was a bit cryptic, so I've just got the website up. It's from a lovely lady called Lavinia Gayamfua. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Yes.
And she says, hi, Paul, no mention of me. I'm launching my new drinks brand, Bezen, and would like your support to share this news. So I've looked it up, because I'm so diligent, Paul Andrews, looked it up, and it looks like a really lovely, healthy drink.
Yep.
So it's bezen.co.uk. So go and look at Bezen Drinks, but it looks very, very nice.
I know a bit about this because I don't know if you know, but occasionally I lecture in entrepreneurship and business and enterprise. Yeah, I lecture a lot.
Yeah.
But occasionally I do it at Christchurch University. And last year I did a series of lectures, and that young lady was one of the people on the course. And she talked to me quite a lot about her ideas for starting a drinks company.
Yeah.
And all the way through, she's kept me updated, and she's now ready to launch. So in the space of a year, she's taken it from concept to delivery, and fair play to her.
It looks good, and it's a great website.
Yeah,
so,
it's really good stuff.
I'll have it. Perhaps I can get her on Scoff and Quaff.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about similar types of things, Sophie Murray of Avante Care and Support, and she's the head of nutrition and hydration.
Yes.
She attended the National Association for Care Catering Awards in 2013 on the 12th of September and was delighted to win the Hydration Award 2013. For Sophie, an expert in the field of nutrition, this was an exceptionally special award, as this year has been recorded as the hottest summer since last summer. And therefore, to be recognised and received the Hydration Award during the hot period for Avante Care and Support, and all the hard work, and it was a big achievement. So well done to her. Jules is having a sip of water to celebrate.
Yes, I'm hydrating.
Sophie was nominated by the NACCC National Chairman, Neil Radia, when he became aware of the extent of her work. So a fantastic achievement, another award won by someone in Kent, and that is brilliant. Well done
and
to Sophie Murray.
Sophie Murray lives in Chesterfield, and she was a guest on Scoff and Quaff, which is a live food and drink show for Kent,
cool.
11 to 12 a.m.
Cool.
The Institute of Directors, Kent Branch, next Thursday they have a family business forum, which is run by Family Business Place, and there's a few places left. This is Thursday, 26th of September, 6 to 9 o'clock, and it's at the Gallagher Stadium Maidstone Football Club. It's £20 plus VAT, and you need to contact Claire Fisher to book your place. And you've got Stefano Cuomo, who is the MD of Macnade Fine Foods. Hello, Stefano, if you're listening. Tom Hart Dyke, Lullingstone Castle. Kirsten Blackburn of Canterbury Bears. And Paul Gardner of Component Forces. So some of our people that we know there. So they're going to be talking or on the panel. So you need to go onto www.iod.com/Kent.
There's been some discussions going on Twitter about various things.
On the Twitter?
Yeah, some of which were part of this radio show and some of which were a deflection. And Wendy Kelk has just tweeted, Wendy is from Pilgrim's Hospices, just to clear up some confusion about some charitable walks that are going on here and there and everywhere. And apparently the Light Up the City walk is on the 26th of October, not the Moonlight walk, which was a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, they all went past my house in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
poor
things. Did you wave?
I hid, actually, because I thought they might come in for tea. And there was about 1,000 of them.
Steve Wood from Elmcourt Farmers Markets tweeted.
Yeah.
He said, I'm standing in the bathroom. I've taken the guard off my clippers. Ooh. I'm about to do it.
Excellent. Oh, dear.
Go excellent. For it, Steve.
Yes, ooh, definitely.
He's hanging on your every word.
Absolutely, yeah. Go he for fell it. For it.
Anyone that's follically challenged should.
Absolutely.
And get a trilby, Steve, because those winter winds when you're at the farmer's markets, God, it's nippy out there sometimes.
Cool. So, well done, Steve. Go for it, mate.
3rd of October, 9:15 to 5:15 p.m. at the Quarter House in Folkestone. Is your business making the most of the huge opportunities the world of digital presents? Do you know how and where to focus your time, attention and budget? Could you get a better return on your investment in digital marketing? So you need to come to the UK's leading digital experts at the second Digital in Kent conference and much more. There's a great lineup of renowned speakers and workshops. Book your place for only £37 plus VAT. Fantastic day with free homemade pizza and beer sponsored by Sleeping Giant Media. So you need to go on to www.digitalinkent.co.uk. Is that a duplicate or am I in some sort of groundhog day? I'm sure I read that.
No, there was two of them in there.
Something about free pizzas. Yeah, I always remember the free pizza.
Yeah, I thought you were. I've just had a tweet from Sonia who says, thanks for the shout-out, Paul, but my surname is actually pronounced like Hurry, so it's Harren. What did I say? Hurren.
I can't remember.
I'm sorry, Sonia. I do apologise. So, Sonia Hurren.
Hurren. So you probably said?
Hurren. Hurren.
Hurren. Not much difference.
H-U-R-R-E-N. Sonia Hurren.
I'd say Hurren. What did you call her then?
I must have called her something.
You must have said Harran or something.
Something like that. Yeah, something pretentious.
Pretentious, moi. Business community breakfast. Attitude is everything, Paul Andrews.
I've been telling you that all morning.
After this month's stimulating talk about anxiety-free presentation by Alex Waterton of FKeys, we're delighted to announce that Neville Gaunt, the Chief Executive of MindFit Limited and Chair of the North Kent FSB, Federation of Small Businesses, is our speaker. And Neville is speaking on a subject dear to his heart, attitude is everything. This is at the Business Community Breakfast and it meets on the second Thursday in each month at Gillingham Golf Club. Meetings at 7:30 a.m. and include a full English. Cost is £12.50 if you pay in advance. Now, you should send your ad if you want to be on the rolling screen throughout the breakfast. You can send your ad to Alex Waterton, Alex at F for Freddie, -keys.co.uk. And they look forward to seeing you on the 10th of October. Or you can book online, www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. And that's from the brilliant Ken Wheeler.
Cool. I want to make mention of a series of workshops and training courses, Gaining the Edge, mm-hmm. which are due to start. They're over three Monday evenings in October, and they are taking place at Fruitworks in Canterbury. And there is a website that you can go to and find out all about the courses and all about the program. But it's three evening events on three consecutive Mondays starting in October called Gaining the Edge. And the workshops are presented by Gene Crew of Gene Crew Training.
Brilliant.
And they are really worth going on. Please check that out. You can find out about it. There is an Eventbrite booking website, but you can find out all the details by going to fruitworks.co. www.fruitworks.co.
You just said four W's then?
Five W's.
Over-egging.
www. Talking about the Federation of Small Business earlier, have made me aware that the Brownies have a breakfast meeting, which is supported by the FSB, and it is at the Abbott Spartan Hotel on Thursday the 26th of September, which will be this Thursday, the day after Manana. Mm-hmm. And it's from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m, and it's a paltry £9.50 a person. And you can sample some gorgeous homemade brownies, discover different kinds of breakfast, enjoy a talk from the guests about LinkedIn, and learn how to use this great tool. And you can find out all about that and book your place by emailing the tool one. Janice Watton. And that's janice.watton, W-H-A-T-T-O-N, janice.watton at castlewoodhotels.com.
So you'd have a partridge, a quail, a chicken there, wouldn't you?
What, for breakfast?
You said it was poultry.
I knew she was trying to make a joke, listen. I just humour her now.
Good
Good job Tracy's here.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, following on from the FSB, they have their South Kent Annual General Meeting, which is due to take place at the Elwick Club, Ashford, on Tuesday the 22nd of October. Members and guests are welcome. Entry is free, but you do need to book. And there's a guest speaker who's Mr. Paul Baker, who's the Managing Director of the Federation of Small Business Services. So do check that out. And there's a website for booking that, which is southkentagm13.eventbrite.com. That's southkentagm13.eventbrite.com. Have you finished?
I read all mine. I don't know.
Have you got your feet up? There's another one. Read that. You haven't read that.
There's no escape.
Oh, she's knocked the water over now.
That's him passing the emails to me. Buckmore Park Kart Circuit's 50th anniversary meeting. You did that on purpose. Throwing them at me. 19th and 20th of October. So the 50th anniversary race meeting over the weekend of 19th and 20th of October will be a very special weekend for the circuit. And along with wheel-to-wheel racing, some of the best junior and senior kart races, there you are, Paul Andrews, in the country. And the meeting incorporates the IDD contracts, ABKC O-Plate event. I think this is jargon here. Event for ages 8 to 13, where the UK's top young drivers fight for the right to display the coveted O number plate or zero number plate for the 2014 season. Further races include events for 12 to 16-year-olds and classes for adults aged 16+. Special lunchtime displays include F1s and Buckmore old boy Johnny Herbert, who's demonstrating a restored 135cc Bill Sisley manufactured Cobra Comet cart, which he used to win the British Karting Championship.
That's easy for you to say.
Cobra Comet cart, which he used to win the British Karting Championships in 1982. Good job I'm sober, Tracy, isn't it?
I know, tarting.
That makes a change, actually.
So, for more details, contact the circuit at Buckmore. Did you save this up purposely for me? Buckmore Park Karting Limited on 01634 661 626, or email sales@buckmore.co.uk. Spectators are welcome, £5 a head on the day or £4 a head pre-booked. No dogs allowed. Sorry, Adrian, if you're listening.
Cool. I just want to give a mention to this weekend. The 27th, 28th and 29th of September is the Ashford Festival of Arts and Technology. It's the first of this type of festival in Ashford, and we hope to get the community involved in making it big and fun. There can be no festival without the people of Ashford. In our first display of creativity, we will bring together artists and local community groups to create a weekend of fun, visual indulgence and community spirit to Ashford Town Centre. Every year, the Ashford Festival will have a theme based on the elements. We have decided to start with something that is bold, brave and daring, just like us. So this year's theme is fire. The programme will ignite our senses with flamethrowers, handmade fire-themed arts, crafts and technology, fire dancers, light shows, fireworks and far, far more. If you want to find out all about it, it's this weekend and the website is www.ashfordfestival.org. I'm going. I expect to see you there.
And don't forget, it's the Canterbury Food Festival this weekend where I'll be frolicking with my microphone, and also the Woolly Festival in Tenterden.
Fantastic. Get along to all of those. But for the moment, we're probably at the end of the show.
Probably.
We probably are. I just want to mention a few things coming up later today. In half an hour's time, we have Kevin Cam with Extra Milk, and his guest in conversation is Mr. Glenn Gregory from Heaven 17,
wow,
who I saw arrive just now, so I know he's here, but he's gone next door. So do check out that. If you were at all into music during the 80s, you will love it. A bit of 80s music there with Glenn Gregory. And then at 5 o'clock is Craig Avery's show with the Sporting Letter from America. And then at 9 o'clock tonight is the awesome New Potato Show with everything that's great in unsigned, new and up-and-coming music. So do stay tuned to listen to all of that. But for the moment, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin, and our fabulous guests, Vanessa Vallely of We Are The City, and the equally fabulous Tracy Randall, image consultant and all-round brilliant person that's told me to shave my head.
With not too much makeup on, just nice.
Who looks stunningly lovely. Who looks stunningly lovely. So thank you all for listening into the Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next week.
Bye.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.